You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Welcome to this hour of faith. Welcome to this hour of believing. Welcome to this hour of boldly approaching the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hallelujah. Welcome to this time, this hour of being encouraged in the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Welcome to this hour of fixing our eyes on the Lord, fixing our minds on the Lord, fixing our hearts on the Lord. Hallelujah. Seeing God, our shepherd, restore our souls. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. In this hour, we are exalting God, and everything must come under our feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything we bring under subjection, hallelujah, to the Most High God. Amen. God bless you. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. Not me by myself. We are. Amen. We thank you that we serve a God that is omnipresent. He is with you, with me, all at the same time. And we bless you, God, creator of heaven and earth. So let's just begin blessing the Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord God. We exalt you, Lord God. We call you our Lord. We call you our Savior. We make you our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. Resaya. We thank you, Lord God. We declare that you are on the throne. You are the only living God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are sitting high and looking low. We thank you that we are your people, called by your name. Hallelujah. And we humble ourselves and we seek your face and we pray to you and we repent, oh God. And we turn away, hallelujah, from everything, every distraction, and we turn to you, God. We turn away from the distractions of our feelings. We turn away from the distractions of our emotions. We turn away from the distractions of voices, the noise of the circumstance, of the situation, of what we like, of what we don't like. We, Lord God, turn to you, oh God. And we submit ourselves in a posture. We present ourselves unto you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to the world, oh God, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God, that we may prove your good and your perfect and acceptable will. Holy Spirit, have your way. Make yourself known in this place, in our life. Hallelujah. And fill the atmosphere of our vehicles, fill the atmosphere of our home, fill the atmosphere of where we currently abide, oh God. And we thank you that as we are abiding in you, your word in us, quicken your word in us, oh God, today, oh God. Let faith arise, oh God. Hallelujah. Reba Sandaya. Thank you. Let the standard be faith on this day. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Someone say, let the standard is faith. The standard is faith. God, we thank you. God, I thank you. We thank you that you inhabit the praises of your people. Hallelujah. And we just said that we are your people. Yes, we belong to you. We thank you, oh God, that you are our man. Maker, we thank you, oh God, that we are the clay and you are the potter. We thank you, oh God, that you're a blessed hand, loving hand, a chastening hand, a correcting hand, a gracious hand, merciful hand, shalom hand is on us, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for moving by your outstretched hand, oh God. We thank you for going before us, making every crooked path straight and every rough place smooth. God, we say thank you today. We say thank you, oh God, and that we are walking by faith and not by sight. Yes, hallelujah. The standard is faith, hallelujah, and we are walking by faith and not by sight. The standard is faith, and the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. The standard today is faith, and let us be steadfast, oh God, in our faith. There we go, Holy Spirit, thank you. Let us be immovable, oh God, in our faith, hallelujah. Encourage us, oh God, in our faith. The Bible says in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, and Jesus answereth unto them, and I'm going to say, and Jesus answering unto us, and Jesus answering unto you, have faith in God. Hallelujah, yes, the standard is faith, and we are having faith in God. Amen. Hallelujah. That means we must be looking to heaven. Yes, hallelujah. That means we must be looking to heaven. That means that we must be attending our ears to your word, oh God, and inclining. Hallelujah. Resa tabasikia. We are attending to your word and inclining our ear unto your sayings. Let them not depart, oh God, from our eyes, and keep them in the midst of our heart. The truth of what you say, oh God, and we will be steadfast in our standard of faith. We're not compromising our faith today. Hallelujah. We're not lowering our standard to walk by sight. Hallelujah. We're walking by faith. Oh, yes, God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. We're not negotiating our standard of faith. Oh, yes, we will be steadfast. Even as Ruth in the Bible, chapter 1 of Ruth, verse 18, it says, when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, speaking about Ruth going with Naomi, amen, back to Naomi's homeland, back to Bethlehem, hallelujah. When Naomi saw that Ruth was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. She no more tried to negotiate with Ruth to go back to Moab. Hallelujah. For Ruth said unto her, I will go where you go. I will lodge where you lodge. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Hallelujah, resandaya. And it didn't look like that in that moment. If she was moving by sight, the best option would be to go back to Moab. The best option would be, hallelujah, resandaya, to go to her town, her land, and get her a husband and take it into her own hands. Hallelujah, we're not compromising our faith. Even in that time, even in a time where it looks like this doesn't make sense, where it looks like this is the wrong move. Surely this is not, but this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't understand this. Oh, yes, the Bible says, trust the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Yes, God. We're not compromising our faith. We're not. We are fully persuaded. Amen. Somebody say, I'm fully persuaded and fully convinced in what God showed me and what God told me. And for any of us who are in a place of, Lord, I need to hear from you. Father God, I thank you that as surely as we call on you, you answer us. That's what your word tells us. And so we stand in the confidence that as we call on you, you answer us. And we will be even fixed and immovable in a place of I'm calling on God and I'm not moving into I hear from my Father in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm going to follow the counsel of God and not the counsel of men. I'm going to believe. We're going to believe the report of God and not the report of men. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We will be fixed. Hallelujah. Even for some of us, I hear the Lord. We will get in the word of God. This is for all of us. We need to live in the word. We will get in the word of God, and I'm not leaving out of the word of God. The word of God is my guide. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. The word of God is able to subside the emotions and the feelings and bring forth peace. The Bible says that the word of God is alive and active. It's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Piercing even to the dividing of asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Hallelujah. It is a discerner of the intents and the thoughts of the heart. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your living word. We thank you that you are the living bread. We thank you, oh God, for your living water. Hallelujah. The Bible also tells us in Joshua, hallelujah, to meditate on the word day and night. God, help us and encourage us and quicken us to meditate on your word. Rehearse your word. Heavenly Father, reveal to us what we are rehearsing and what we are meditating on. Hallelujah. And if it is not your truth, Lord God, we abandon it. Yes, Lord. If it's not your truth, hallelujah. Amen, somebody. It can be a fact, but if it's not the truth of God, we're abandoning it, forsaking it, foregoing it, taking every thought captive and bringing it into the obedience of Christ. Why? Because we will be fixed, steadfastly minded in a posture of faith. We are fixed and immovable in our faith. Yes, a people of faith is who we are. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Lord God, we thank you. Turn our hearts and our minds to a place of pleasing you. And as we are focused, God-oriented and focused on pleasing you, then and of course, you are pleasing us. Of course, hallelujah, you are delivering us. Of course, you are liberating us from oppressions. Thank you, God, that you are liberating us from the oppressions of a life, from the oppressions of the pharaohs. Oh, God, in our life, you are delivering us, liberating us from the physical oppressions, emotional oppressions, mental oppressions, financial oppressions. Professional oppressions. Ah, yes, God. Glory to your name right now, oh God. I thank you, hallelujah, Rebasaya, that as we are steadfastly minded, fixed on your word, moving by your word, living by your word, believing in your word, hallelujah. Shataya. The enemies we see today, we shall see no more. Why? Because you are fighting on our behalf. The Lord will fight your battle, and we hold our peace. Oh, yes, as we are, as the standard is faith. As the standard is faith, our standard is faith, we are holding our peace. Hallelujah. And what does holding our peace look like? Holding our peace looks like rehearsing the word of God. Holding our peace looks like meditating. Holding our peace looks like studying to answer, being slow to answer. Hallelujah. Holding our peace looks like thanksgiving. It looks like praise. It looks like worship. Holding our peace, amen, hallelujah, looks like faith. Looks like faith. And I have to depend on God to hold peace. Amen. Hallelujah. I have to I have to trust God in my place of holding my peace because and the Lord will fight our battle. Hold your peace, and the Lord will fight your battle. We thank you, oh God. And it doesn't matter what the battle is. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are fighting our battle. We thank you, God, that you are making a way out of no way. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for giving us a joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace you give us is not like the world peace, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that as our standard is faith, we will see your miracle signs and wonders. As our standard is faith, we experience you doing that which we couldn't even ask, think, or imagine. Oh God, even for some of us, we couldn't even imagine making it through the day. But your strength came in. The Spirit of the Lord came in and empowered us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for those of us who are discouraged, downtrodden, depressed. God, I thank you for your light in that dark place. I thank you for eradicating it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We silence the voice and the words of that spirit of darkness, of that spirit of heaviness, of the enemy himself. God, I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you for your voice. We thank you for your life. We thank you for your way. We thank you for your truth. Oh God, we thank you for healing. Oh God, we thank you for providing. Oh God, yes, we thank you, hallelujah, that as we step out on faith and move by faith and do by faith, we thank you, oh God, that we find you, experience your favor, experience your open door, experience you turning it around. God, we say thank you today. Hallelujah. We thank you today, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are our help, a very present help, oh God, in a time of trouble. We thank you, Heavenly Father, today. today that you are reminding us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And any tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn it. Oh God, we say thank you today. Thank you today, oh God. Thank you today, oh God, for fruit, for our labor. Thank you today, oh God, for the garment of praise, for the spirit of heaviness. Thank you today, Lord God, that where we have been toiling, oh God, we thank you today, oh God, that we are finding treasure in that place of toil. Oh God, we thank you in that place of wilderness, we are experiencing your wetlands. Oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, today, Resaya, for dominion. We thank you, oh God, today, for reminding us that you've given us power and authority, and that we are walking, hallelujah, in the power and the authority that you have bestowed unto us. Lord God, we thank you today. We call to you, look to you. We thank you that you satisfy the longing, the hungry soul, the longing soul with goodness. We thank you that you satisfy our mouth with good things and renewing our youth like the eagles, oh God. We thank you. Father God, we come against the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. We bind it, I bind it and cast it into the abyss. God, let your healing grace overtake, Lord Jesus, overtake us. We thank you for healing hearts, healing bones, healing organs, joints, blood. We thank you, oh God, for healing in the mind, the heads. Oh God, we thank you for healing. We thank you, oh God, by your stripes, we are healed. The Bible tells us that surely you have borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, but yet we esteemed you as stricken, smitten by God and afflicted, but you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, that by your stripes we are healed. And so, God, I thank you for you are Lord that healeth thee. It says in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. So, God, I thank you that as surely as you tell us, that is our promise. We receive our healing. God, we thank you. Right now, faith is the standard. Faith is the standard. We see in the Bible, instance after instance where Jesus says, your faith has healed thee. Your faith has healed thee. Your faith has made thee whole. Blind Bartimaeus, hallelujah, who was blind, your faith, amen, has healed thee and caused you to see. This is my version. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood, daughter, your faith has made thee whole. Oh God, let us have a bold faith, a radical faith. Lord God, take us into a place of faith that we never experienced before. We didn't know. Help us to grow in our faith, oh God. Faith is the standard. Faith is the standard. Oh Lord, help us. Oh, Lord, help us to deny ourselves, to take up our faith and follow you. Yes, take up our cross. The Bible says, deny thyself, take up that cross and follow you, Jesus. There are some areas, in order for faith to be the standard, we must deny ourselves. We must deny our impulses. We must deny our instincts as we are being transformed into a faith, transformed into a likeness of Christ Jesus, following after Jesus and not the lusts of our flesh. That we're choosing to please God and not the drunkenness of our flesh, of our emotions, of our feelings. Let us be sober-minded, fixed on God, enduring by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Steadfast in our faith. Immovable in our faith. That surely what God said shall come to pass. Oh, yes, what God said shall come to pass. So as my standard, as our standard is faith, I'm now saying what God is saying and seeing it come to pass. And we're saying it through the storm. And we're saying it in the midst of the storm. And we're saying it when everything is contrary to what we are saying. Ah, Jesus! The standard is faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our standard is faith. Thank you for the new standard of living, oh God. The new way of doing, oh God. The sound way of believing, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that our faith is the barometer. Our faith is the compass. Our faith is our guide. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. And that is a faith that is in wisdom. Thank you. And so, God, today, right now, I ask and we ask for wisdom. Give us wisdom for that situation. Give us wisdom in the circumstance. Give us your wisdom in the doings. Give us wisdom. Hallelujah. Give us your wisdom. May we move in your wisdom, oh God. And as surely as we ask, you give generously. So we receive wisdom. As the standard is faith, as we are fixed, yes, God, in our faith, it is wise. Yes, it is wise. It may not feel wise. It may not sound wise. It may not look wise. It is wise, hallelujah, karabosia, to do it by faith. It is wise for the standard to be faith. Uncompromising. Hallelujah. I want to read Romans chapter 4, where we see about our Father, the Father of faith. Yes, hallelujah. But we are seeds of Abraham. And in Romans chapter 4, and in Romans chapter 4, we start at verse 17, and it says, As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God. God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. As we walk by faith, we find ourselves, and as the standard is faith, we are calling those things that be not as though they were. as though they were. Hallelujah. Verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. As a standard is faith, and that is out of which we live and we move and we have our being. Hallelujah. Then we're going to face some things that are hopeless. And standing against hope, we believe in hope. That what God said shall come to pass. Verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. As our standard is faith, we're not considering the left and the right. We're not considering, hallelujah, what such and such did. Said what so-and-so did, what is looking like, how I'm feeling. When I'm not considering, the only thing we're considering is faith. Fixed, unwavering faith, immovable faith, stubborn faith. And let the stubbornness of our faith eradicate, hallelujah, those stubborn thoughts, hallelujah, that have been plaguing us, tormenting us. We thank you, Lord God. In verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Lord God, we believe. Help us with any unbelief. Help us with unbelief, oh God. I thank you for your hand. I just saw like the hand of God going into that place of unbelief and breaking up that fallow ground. Yes, being the vine dresser in that place, oh God. We yield that place of unbelief to you. We yield that place of doubt unto you, oh God. Hallelujah. We yield that place of double-mindedness unto you, oh God. We rebuke it and come against it now, oh God. Thank you for sending your ministering angels in that place, that we will be sound-minded, Christ-minded, single-minded, focused-minded, faith-minded. Hallelujah. Fully believing, fully persuaded, fully convinced, oh God, yes. And in order to be fully convinced, we need to be spending more time. I need to spend more time and more time and more time and more time until I'm just convinced of this thing. Meditating on, rehearsing on in faith until I'm convinced of the thing. Hearing, faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. And so let us be in a place, Lord God, set us in a place, Lord God, of hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I'm reminded as I was reading about steadfast, amen, in the old English, in the breaking down of that word, hallelujah, which I'm not going to get into right now, but it's like, it's a place. It's like a steed. It said in a steed being a place. Hold on, let me see if I have it really fast. Let me see. Hallelujah. Resa tabogodia. Rebakataya. Let's see. Can I pull it up? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see if I have it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have it on me, but it's as it broke it down, it was like, it's a place, right? A fixed place. And so we're in a place. Let us be in a fixed place of hearing that I'm abiding. There we go. In the Gospel of John, it says, abide. Abide in the word. Amen. Abide in me. And as we abide, Yeah, in that place. Abiding is a living, taking up residence in the place. That I need to be in a place of hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place, dwell in the secret place. Lord God, let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. Resaya, and under your shadow, yeah, and under your wings. Oh God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We are under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes. Yes, being influenced and impressed upon by the shadow of the Almighty. Let the shadow of the Almighty influence us. Oh, Lord, thank you. And he staggered, verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. Hallelujah. That tells me that there will be a time in my faith walk, in our faith walk of the thing, that we will have the promise of God and we will see things that will speak unbelief regarding the promise. But we are not staggering at the promise of God through unbelief. Nothing is making us stagger in this season. Nothing is making us move and shake and flinch in this season, as our standard is faith. Increase our standard of faith, O God. Help us in a place of faith, O God, as we are seeking to please you. For without faith, it is impossible to please you, as we are just stepping forward in that place of, I want to please you and do this by faith. I thank you that you are, it is us drawing nigh to you. And I thank you that you are drawing nigh to us. And whoever we need to forgive, yes, by faith. Some of us may need to forgive by faith. We may not have the feelings of forgiveness, but we are forgiving by faith. For Yetabasandaraya, the Bible lets us know that as you forgive us, God, we forgive. Yes, as we ask you forgiveness, surely we share in that forgiveness. We're sharing. I'm sharing that forgiveness and letting you deal with the rest. I need faith to be able to forgive myself. I need faith to be able to forgive that person. I need faith to be able to forgive what happened. I need faith to be able to forgive what yatabasandaraya, the trespass, the wrongdoing. God, we forgive. To open up those channels of heaven, that it'll be a free flowing to my heart and a free flowing to my mind. Yes, God, creating us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit in us, oh God. What are we saying? We are fixed, steadfast. And our standard is faith. In verse 21, Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. We are fully persuaded. God is able to perform this thing. God is able to do. Hallelujah. Everybody, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say so in the power and the authority of God. We say so. We say we are healed. We say we are blessed. We say we are well. We say we are whole. We say we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We say we are perfect in the eyes of God. We say we are forgiven. We say we forgive. Hallelujah. We say, hallelujah, Resaya, we are prospering and in health, even as our soul prospers. We say our soul is prospering. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say all things are working together for our good. We say, hallelujah, that we love the Lord, that we are the children of God, that we are a child of God, that we believe God. We believe God. We believe God. We say, hallelujah, yetabayandaraya. We say God is providing for us. God is providing for you. We say that he is supplying our every need according to his riches in glory. We say faith is my standard. Faith is my standard. Hallelujah. We say we are made free. We say, hallelujah, that we are made free in Christ. And who the Son makes free is free indeed. We say we are free from that transgression. We are free from that wrongdoing. We are free from that betrayal. We are free from that trauma. We are free from that rejection. Oh, we say we are free. We say that God loves us. Hallelujah. We say that God will, there's no good thing what God withhold from us. We say so. And we bless your name. We say that we are commanding our souls to bless you, God. We say with our mouth words of life. Hallelujah. For death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I say that I'm speaking life. Lord God, I say that my tongue is stable in you. Lord God, thank you for blessing us with life and life more abundantly. Thank you that you hear us in this place of prayer. We thank you that you are making a way out of no way. We thank you, oh God, that is what the devil meant for evil, you meant it for our good. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us. We thank you for your shalom overtaking us, that there's nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. We thank you, oh God, that you are entering in every place and that you are near the brokenhearted. You are comforting those who are mourning. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that in the grieving place, you are ministering to us. We say, we call our angels to minister to us today. And as we go from this time of prayer, oh God, we go strong in faith. We go encouraged in the spirit of Lord, we go trusting you, we go believing, and we go saying we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We love you, we bless your name, and we thank you. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you, and remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.